Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 45 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
The male fled. The female was apprehended. She was placed under arrest.
Three people were arrested after a two-county police chase yesterday.
A Georgetown man is accused of murder.
A 10-year-old boy has been found safe after a statewide Amber Alert.
A local grocery store is helping out federal workers affected by the government shutdown.
A new play opens in Moorhead this week.
In sports, Round County's basketball teams are in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
And a 60% chance of rain tonight with a low around 36 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Three people were arrested Monday night after a two-county police chase. The Fleming County Sheriff's Department attempted to serve a warrant on 26-year-old Jessica Vance in the Goddard community for being a persistent felony offender. Deputy Justin Conley said deputies thought Vance was alone in the house when they approached.
There was a male that fled on foot there. He was apprehended, and then the female and the male jumped in their vehicle there. The pursuit started in Goddard here in Fleming County and in just outside of Moorhead. I believe they blew the motor up in the vehicle and they end up wrecking into the rock wall there. Actually hit my cruiser.
28-year-old Johnny Donahue was apprehended at the home and charged with fleeing or evading police and resisting arrest. Vance was charged with fleeing or evading police and wanton endangerment. She's being held in the Mason County Detention Center. 29-year-old Joseph Robinson, the passenger in the vehicle, was apprehended after hiding at a local business for some time. He's charged with flagrant non-support. He's being held in the Rowan County Detention Center. No bond has been set in that case.
A man accused of shooting his girlfriend with a shotgun in Greenup County has been arrested. Michael Moore of Columbus, Ohio, was taken into custody yesterday. He's accused of shooting 47-year-old Angela Miller with a 12-gauge early Sunday morning. Miller was taken to the hospital where she treated and released. She recounted Sunday's events with WSAZ.
When I got home, walked in the door, there was a lot of arguing, biting, screaming, busting holes in my walls. I just told him, I put my hand on my side, I could feel the blood. You've shot me. Just never had met my neighbors. I just banged on the door, told him who I was. I've been shot.
Moore was apprehended in the greater Columbus metropolitan area. He faces an attempted murder charge and others could be pending.
Kentucky State Police have identified a Georgetown man killed in what's being called a murder investigation. WKYT reports 31-year-old Christopher Powell died Sunday of injuries sustained near 2nd Street in Falmouth. Troopers didn't release how Powell was killed, but WKRC reports he was shot to death. Anyone with information is asked to call Kentucky State Police at 859-428-1212.
The FBI says a Kentucky child is safe after an Amber Alert was issued Tuesday morning. Kentucky State Police issued an Amber Alert for 10-year-old Isaiah Bourne, who was allowed to leave with Isaac Chamberlain and was not returned. Police say Isaiah was last seen on Saturday. The FBI announced just after noon today that Bourne was found safe. There is no word at this time on Chamberlain. Isaiah reportedly has autism and was in need of medication. Hopkins County authorities revealed they found the suspect's Chevrolet pickup near Dawson Springs, as Chamberlain is known to have ties with the area. Chamberlain is the son of Isaiah's mom's boyfriend, according to police.
The Lexington-Fayette County Health Department has announced the city's second flu-related death this year. Health leaders say a person in their 60s with underlying health issues has died from the virus. Registered nurse Stephanie Carpenter describes the symptoms to the public to be on the lookout.
You're starting to cough, you have a fever, chills, body aches, things like that.
That sound is courtesy of WKYT. Flu shots are currently available at local health departments and at most area pharmacies. We'll have a look at the rest of your region's headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
A Covington boys' school shut down its campus on Tuesday as a precaution, and a small protest was held outside their diocese as fallout continued over an encounter involving white teenagers, Native American marchers, and a black religious sect outside the Lincoln Memorial last week. Longer videos from wider perspectives emerged later over the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. They revealed that the drummer, Omaha Nation elder Nathan Phillips, had intervened between the boys and the religious sect at a moment when the teens seemed to be getting rowdier, and the Black Street preacher with a megaphone, who had been making racist statements against both groups, was escalating his rhetoric. The American Indian Movement chapter of Indiana and Kentucky held a small protest outside the Roman Catholic Diocese of Covington, with activists outnumbered by the media. Meanwhile, the school's principal, Robert Rowe, said they decided to close the campus to ensure the safety of students, faculty, and staff. Phillips, for his part, offered Tuesday to come to the boys' campus and join with them in a dialogue about cultural appropriation, racism, and the importance of listening to and respecting diverse cultures.
Federal workers affected by the government shutdown in Martin County can stop by their local IGA for free groceries. Both the Inez and Warfield IGAs are providing charge accounts to eligible applicants. Until they receive another paycheck, those applicants will be able to charge $150 once a week. Store owner Judith Owsley spoke with WYMT.
And decided that the least we could do was let the members of our community set them up with a charge account until they go back to work and get a paycheck.
Owsley says her father opened the store in 1959. She says she wants to give back to the community after decades of customer loyalty.
The Round County Fiscal Court has approved money for a new EMS station. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
The Rowan County Fiscal Court voted to set aside $300,000 towards building a new home for paramedics, EMTs, and other staff. According to the Morehead News, the current location is becoming unsafe for workers and there is not enough room for everything that they have. The Fiscal Court is looking for a property that is centrally located within city limits so they can serve the county and city within a reasonable time. Court officials say they are taking time on finding a location because they don't want to rush anything and make sure they are doing things right with this next location. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
An upcoming play titled Avoidance aims to start a conversation about the opioid crisis. The play tackles the issues from several perspectives while also showing how drugs like heroin and painkillers became synonymous with the epidemic. Director James Colgan has tried to cover as much as possible in the play.
Looks at the epidemic from the point of view of the medical profession who is trying to treat it, from the point of view of law enforcement who's trying to adapt to it, from the point of view of local and state governments that are trying to deal with it, from the point of view of people who have lost loved ones to the epidemic, and from the point of view of those who are actually in the madness themselves, the addicts.
Avoidance will have shows January 25th through the 26th at 7:30 p.m. and on the 27th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students at the Rowan County Arts Center.
The Young Professionals Association is making an effort to become more involved in the community. The YPA plans to achieve this by establishing good relationships with elected officials to see positive growth within the community from both sides. YPA spokesperson Beth Reynolds says the group will be hosting a meet and greet at Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop on January 24th.
And what we have done is we have invited all of the newly elected officials in the county and in the city to come down, kind of introduce themselves, say what they're excited about for this upcoming year or, you know, whatever their term is, and to meet people, have conversations, and just share what's coming and what we can look forward to for our community.
For more information, search for the event on the Young Professionals Association Facebook page.
An annual report ranks Kentucky in the bottom half of states when it comes to a person's, quote, chance for success. The state came in at 38th in terms of educational and social measures that contribute to a person's overall success in adulthood, receiving a C grade. Sterling Lloyd is with the Education Week and says while that score is slightly below the national average, the national score has risen less than 1% since 2008, now at 79%.
With a grade of C+ for the nation and 24 states getting between a C- and a C+, there's a sense of mediocrity. And given that the results have not improved much over time, there's a feeling that results are fairly stagnant. And so new strategies, new approaches are worth trying.
Lloyd adds Kentucky showed some improvements in the areas of fourth grade reading, eighth grade math, and high school graduation rates. However, the Commonwealth ranked 42nd for preschool enrollment and lagged in other early childhood measures.
From Operation Bob Trot, an early 90s FBI investigation that netted 22 lawmakers, lobbyists, and others, to the sweeping ethics reforms that followed, Kentuckians are all too familiar with corruption of the legislative variety. But what about lobbying efforts in the executive branch? That's an area Senator Robert Stiver says deserves a closer look. He recently told reporters he was surprised by the lack of executive branch lobbying oversight that was revealed in the case of Tim Longmire, a former deputy to the attorney general who has pled guilty to bribery.
This is so much more behind the scenes than anything we do in the legislative process. And make no doubt, I have no indications that anything like that is going on in this administration. It's just what I saw, and it just shocked me.
The Manchester Republicans' measure, Senate Bill 6, seeks to bring lobbying rules in the executive branch into alignment with those in the legislative. Stivers says his goal is to usher in greater transparency. Legislative lobbying spending has steadily climbed every year since 1993, except for the four-year stretch following the 2008 market crash.
Kentucky's Secretary of State will not run for governor. Haley Hansen with the Kentucky News Network reports.
Allison Lunnergan Grimes has announced she will not seek the Democratic nomination for governor. Grimes, who gave birth to her first baby in December, said in a statement, quote, "I want to focus on Ford, the miracle baby boy, complete the historic and momentous work we began nearly 8 years ago in the office of the Secretary of State, and help elect a new era of leadership locally and nationally." Democrats Attorney General Andy Beshear, former state auditor Adam Edelin, and House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins have announced their gubernatorial campaigns. I'm Haley Hansen.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast for the surrounding area, tonight increasing clouds with a low around 36. On Wednesday, rain mainly afternoon with a high near 52. Wednesday night, rain before midnight, then rain and snow between midnight and 2 a.m. with a low around 26. On Thursday, a 20% chance of snow before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 33. On Thursday night, a slight chance of snow between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 16 degrees. Looking at your temperatures, in Flemingsburg, it is 42 degrees. In Ashland, 41 degrees. Inez, 48. Lexington, 45. And Winchester, 46. And on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, 45 degrees.
On our feature segment today, an Appalachia-based folk singer has released a children's book about bluegrass music. WMKY's Brian Courtney talked to the author about the inspiration and the purpose of that book.
Yeah, bluegrass music is one of the greatest family music forms in the world. It always has been. It attracts more kids to play and perform.
Michael Jonathan is originally from a town called Mousie in Knox County.
Yeah, bluegrass music is one of the greatest family music forms in the world. It always has been. It attracts more kids to play and perform.
He's a folk singer with 10 studio albums and 2 published books under his belt. His newest book is a children's book titled Mousie Highway, and it details the journey about a banjo-playing mouse that forms a bluegrass band with other animals. Jonathan's inspiration for his book and the characters within is drawn from various people in his life.
The audio CD that comes with the book, the McLean Family Band is performing with me, And Little Bitty Beaver was modeled after Ruth McClain, who's a tiny little thing, but one of the most monstrous upright bass players I've ever worked with. She's wonderful. And so I would have to give credit to my two little baby twins, Caleb and Michaela.
Each page contains art by Jonathan, as well as insight into the history of the instruments common in bluegrass. The book is also used for music lessons in classrooms.
There's two sets of lesson plans, K through 5, and then 5 through 7. Teachers have juried lesson plans to use. Homeschool parents have something to use with their curriculum for arts and music.
Jonathan is very passionate about bluegrass music. Growing up, he was surrounded by it.
Once upon a time, the front porch was the greatest stage in the world. It had such a visual effect on me, but it's a wonderful art form that draws the kids into the music and playing, and it's aunts and uncles and moms and dads on living room couches and front porches teaching the children how to play, and it's just a wonderful family event.
He believes folk music is not only core to his own life, but for places like Appalachia.
Bluegrass and folk music is the music of rural America, and that's what I wanted the Mousie Highway children's book to represent.
The book comes with a CD containing the audiobook and a performance of the Mousie Highway song. For WMKY, I'm Brian Courtney.
It's 447 and 45 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. Nacogdoches Miller has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Round County basketball is in action tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller. The Lady Vikings host Bracken County tonight. Round is coming off a loss to Scott High in the semifinal round of the Kentucky 2A State Championship this weekend in Owensboro. The Lady Bears are 7-12 on their season, with just 2 wins in their last 8 matchups. Round coach Matt Stokes says his team's looking forward to playing tonight on their home turf.
We're spoiled at our gym. That's a great shooting gym. You know, they'll be excited to get back in the flow. We shot 30% against Scott High, and that was a big part, you know, of the game. So I think the girls will be ready to go, get, you know, back in familiar territory. Hopefully they have a nice crowd to come watch them play. I mean, they've worked really hard this year, so hopefully we get a good crowd out there for them to cheer them on.
Tip-off in Cooper Gymnasium is set for 7:30 p.m., In other regional girls basketball action, tonight Fleming County hosts Menifee and Lewis County hosts Mason at 7:30 p.m. Morgan County hosts East Carter at 6. The Round County boys basketball team is on the road tonight. The 17-2 Vikings travel to Olive Hill for a matchup with the 12-6 West Carter. The Comets will be looking for revenge tonight since they fell to Round 71-61 during the EKC tournament earlier this season. Round coach Sean Thacker says even though West is in a different district, they always manage to match up a couple of times each season.
We always find a way, no matter whether it's EKC tournament, regional tournament, we always seem to find a way to play each other. So it's one of those games where, you know, we play each other freshman JV a lot and stuff. So it's a game that the kids get up for on both sides, and should be a fun evening.
Tip-off tonight is set for 7:30 p.m. In other boys' regional action tonight, Fleming County hosts Menifee at 6. Elliott travels to Morgan County. East Carter travels to Ashland. Blazer and Bath County host Greenup. All 3 of those games are set for 7:30 tip-off. The Morehead State University cheerleading squad is once again ranking in honors. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Morehead State cheerleading added to its unmatched success this weekend at the UCA National Championships in Orlando as the co-ed squad won its fourth consecutive title, while the four-person all-girls stunt team also claimed a national championship. The co-ed unit won an unprecedented 27th national title since the program began competing in 1988. The stunt team of Priscilla Thorne, Shelby Snyder, Madison Page, and Raven Marty also rose to the top, winning its first national title. Since 1988 now, Morehead State has won 45 UCA national championships. The all-girl team also garnered second place, while Beaker the mascot took fifth place. Two other partner stunt teams took third and fourth place showings. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The Morehead State University basketball teams are preparing to continue their home stretch this week. Both teams are coming off a win over UT Martin over the weekend. The men got the win 85-77. Head coach Preston Spraldon says that his guys did a much better job passing the ball during the game, a strategy they'll continue to implement in the future.
We really shared that ball. Our pass count, you know, we've talked about it before on here. It was in the 260s tonight. I mean, that thing was like a hot potato, and guys were moving without the ball. They were looking for each other, and that was a big part of our game plan. No matter what we ran against, no matter what their defense was, zone or man, we wanted to keep our aggressiveness and continue to look for each other, and I thought we really, really did that tonight.
The women got the victory in their matchup with UT Martin, 85-75. Head coach Greg Todd says as his squad progresses through the season, more players are continuing to stand out.
I think Tierra McCallan probably get the game ball tonight. She battled like she hadn't done all year. So but we had a lot of players step up. It was tough to get two point guards with four fouls in the third quarter, but we were able to survive it.
Morehead State welcomes Tennessee Tech this Thursday. The women tip off at 5:05, and the men are set for a 7:35 matchup. Former Arizona assistant coach Emmanuel Richardson has pleaded guilty to a bribery charge in a prosecution that exposed corruption in the college basketball recruiting. With today's plea, L. Richardson becomes the second former coach within a month to plead guilty in the case. The pleas come after an Adidas executive and two recruiting insiders were convicted last fall in the scandal. Richardson, who pleaded guilty to the conspiracy to commit bribery, was among 10 people arrested in September of 2017. Richardson was accused of accepting $20,000 in bribes and using that money to entice a recruit to attend Arizona. Former University of Southern California assistant basketball coach Tony Bland pleaded guilty earlier this month to accepting $4,100 in cash to steer USC players to certain financial advisors and business managers. University of Kentucky's Ashton Hagans has been nominated for the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year Award. The 6'3" guard out of Cartersville, Georgia, is one of just two freshmen on the midseason watch list and one of only two players from the Southeastern Conference. Players not on the midseason watch list are still eligible to be selected as award semifinalist, which will be announced in February. According to UK Athletics, Hagans has entered himself in the conversation for the most steals in single-season school history. He scored 7 or more points in 8 of the last 11 games. In addition to his scoring output, he's also dished out 3 or more assists in each of those games. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball welcomes Tennessee Tech for an OVC doubleheader Thursday night. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m. and the men's action tips off at 7:35 p.m. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell, of course, this being the first trading day of the week with the markets closed yesterday for Martin Luther King Day. Weak data out of China and lower global growth estimates from the International Monetary Fund, renewed fears of the global economic, different sources, renewed fears of the global economy slowing down. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 301.87 at 24,404.48. The S&P 500 was down 37.81. at 2632.90, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 136.87 at 7020.36. The Chinese economy grew by 6.6% last year, according to official numbers released by China's government. That growth matched analyst expectations, but it was China's slowest growth pace in 28 years. And stocks actually fell to the lows of the day after the Financial Times reported the U.S. canceled a trade meeting with Chinese officials. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow denied the reports, saying the meetings are not canceled, giving stocks a boost into the close. The International Monetary Fund said that the global economic expansion is losing momentum. This led the institution to trim its 2019 growth forecast to 3.5% from 3.7%. The IMF also cut its 2020 growth outlook to 3.6% from 3.7%. The major indices were also pressured from a report from the National Association of Realtors, which said U.S. Existing housing sales fell to their lowest level in 3 years. The iShares U.S. Home Construction ETF pulled back 1.7%. Arconic fell 16% after the company announced it would abandon the pursuit of a company sale. Shares of eBay jumped just over 6% after hedge fund Elliott Management revealed a $1.4 billion stake in the company. Elliott also sent extensive recommendations to the company's management team. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.9% at $52.77 a barrel. Gold was up 0.8% at $1,284.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down today, with the Stock 600 index down 0.3%. In the Far East, stocks were weak, with the Nikkei down 0.5%, and the Shanghai Composite down 1.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were McDonald's and Nike. In the S&P 500, or I should say the worst performers in the Dow were Caterpillar and Dow DuPont. In the S&P 500, the best performers were PG&E and eBay, while the worst performers were Arconic and Stanley Black & Decker. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger down 10 cents at $29.33, Community Trust Bank down 28 cents at $41.62, Anthem down $1.64 at $264.48, Marathon Petroleum down $1.29 at $64.80, AEP up 29 cents at $76.38, and Toyota was down $1.83 at $123.52. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead will host an album release concert by the Wood Sheep at 5 p.m. on Saturday, January 26th. Bring an instrument for pre-concert jam session. Refreshments will be provided.
The Moorhead History and Railroad Museum offers vintage displays, artifacts, model trains, photographs, videos, and guided tours. The museum is located across the Moorhead Conference Center on East 1st Street. Open to the public and admission is free. Hours are Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 4 p.m.
The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra Society will hold their annual meeting at the Rowan County Public Library at 5 p.m. on Monday, January 28th. All society members and season ticket holders are invited to attend.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held in the Button Hall Drill Room at Moorhead State University from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday, January 30th and 31st. Donors must provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free long-sleeve t-shirt.
And all those rules also apply to a blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center that's going to be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, February 2nd. All donors to that blood drive will also receive a free t-shirt. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Shawmarie Mosley, Naya Endweza, Cassidy Stearman, Chaz Jenkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Nacogdoches Miller, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our features segment this afternoon came from WMKY's own Brian Courtney. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and Translator W202 VHNINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kinsey Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.